After two games in Toronto, now it's two games in Atlanta for the Blue Jays and Braves.
Bottom of the first, it's already 3-0 Atlanta. There's two on for Kurt Suzuki facing Blue Jays starter Joe Biagini.
Socked to left and deep. Going back, Carrera at the wall. Gone! Three-run blast for Kurt Suzuki. And the Braves are shredding the Blue Jays. That's his second home run. Six batters have come to the plate, and all six have already crossed home plate.
Freddie's walked, scored, and flied out. And he got hit, and that one hurt. Where did it get him is the question.
I think in the hand.
Oh, boy. That's something you always worry about.
Yep, right in the heel in that hamate bone area.
And he's going to have to come out of this game. And that is not good news at all.
I'll tell you something, folks. This guy doesn't even wear a shin guard. He can foul 10 balls in a row off his foot, his shins, whatever. He will not wear a shin guard. He doesn't wear an elbow guard. He is in real pain.
Fly ball to center field, retreating as Inciarte all the way to the track. At the fence, leaping catch! Inciarte does it again. Took at least an extra base hit away from Siciliani. And we'll check the replay to see if that one would have gotten out. I don't quite think it would have. It wouldn't have. It would have hit the yellow line or an inch below it. But a great catch nonetheless.
He got a whole handful of attaboys from the bullpen who had it right in front of them. What a nice play.
He went around, and Mott works a perfect seventh inning. It's time to stretch at SunTrust Park.
Uh-oh. I don't know what happened.
What's Pilar upset about?
I don't know, but Brian Onora really put an end to it quickly.
Or Mizuno, sure.
Depending on what glove he uses, he's just borrowing one tonight.
Uh-oh. There's a drive hit deep toward left. Matt Kemp will turn, and Bautista has christened SunTrust Park with a long solo home run.
Oh, Jace Peterson with a shot for Bautista as he trotted by. Bautista almost stopped. 8-3 game, and he stood and I think admired that one, as he is prone to do.
And now Bautista and Kurt Suzuki are starting to chirp. And now Brian Onora is trying to keep order again. You might recall a year ago, Jose Bautista was chirping down in Texas.
Well, Jace Peterson came running in right away to take that up. He wouldn't have let somebody else do it for him.
And Runet Odor took care of Bautista with an overhand right.
I thought there was a long pause at the plate on this. He tried to hit a home run on the pitch before. There's another bat flip.
That's what it was. So this scrum is taking a lot longer to clear up than the first one, when Kevin Pillar took exception to being quick pitched.
Atlanta makes it three in a row and five out of six after an 8-4 win Wednesday over Toronto. Here's Atlanta manager Brian Snitker.
Inconclusive. He's going to have more tests done tomorrow. And then we'll know more then. I mean, this is pretty much where it's at. I mean, they want to do more, you know, look at it better.
You know, with him, you almost have to yank him out of a game when he's hurt. So for him to actually exit the game was significant.
Yeah, he couldn't swing the bat. I mean, that was a no-brainer. So we just hope for the best.
So there's a hope then that it's not broken? Or?
Well, yeah, I don't know that there's nothing. It's inconclusive mm-hmm. right now, and I think that's why they want to do more tests tomorrow. So, yeah, there's a hope that he'll be okay. I mean, not going to be okay. He's going to be sore. But, you know, it's just everything's, you know, it's just, they say it was no more tomorrow.
They were able to take x-rays here, and that's what was inconclusive, and they want to do two.
Yeah, they want to do, like, CT and MRI, that kind of stuff that, see it better.
What can you say? I mean, it's such a weird game. Six runs and then tempers flare on a couple of incidents, and mm-hmm. just it was...
Yeah, just good. We kept adding on. I know that.
Yeah.
And it's tough. You know, it's always, say if we're going to have them big innings, I'd rather do it in the seventh and eighth inning when there's not as much time to catch up.
Yeah.
Thought Fulte had, you know, hung in there pretty good. And, you know, pitched himself out of trouble and went out. And six was, you know, might have been one of his better innings. It was good. So, he was good tonight again.
Are you able to enjoy it at all? I mean, not enjoy it, but are you able to, you know, take anything from it? Or are you just worried about Freddie more than anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty much worried about Freddie right now. But, you know, it's like we swung the bats good again and played a ball game.
When the emotions are like that, how can you as a manager try to keep your team under control so you don't lose anybody else in that situation?
Well, it's hard to. I mean, because they're grown men and they're going to react and do what they do. So you just hope nothing escalates and, you know, nobody does anything crazy.
It looked like the Bautista thing had been kind of settled at home plate. Suzuki and him seemed like they were, and then both benches.
Well, anytime you got two guys sitting there talking, you don't know what they're talking
right.
about. And so that's just the natural thing to do.
Was that your reaction even when he rounded the bases? Did you know that there were going to be words like with Jace? And did you see
No,
all
I didn't
that?
See. I didn't see the bat flip, so I didn't know what, you know, really. I don't know. I might have been talking to Chuck or whatever. I had a thousand things on my mind at that point in time, so I didn't really know what was going on.
What about Suzuki? He's been playing well. Had the big home run to break the game.
Yeah, he's been doing. He's been great. Him and Tyler both are splitting this thing up and doing a really, really good job. Both of them are.
Atlanta catcher Kurt Suzuki had the big blast, a 3-run shot in the bottom of the first that gave Atlanta a 6-0 lead at the time. Here's Suzuki on his big night at the plate and also with Jose Bautista.
That's the number one thing, I think. You know, obviously a win's a win. Yeah, we'll take it, but kind of looking at the big picture here. You know, your best player goes down, gets hit and kind of a, you know, freak spot, and you know, he's just kind of hoping for the best.
What'd you see on your home run in the first inning? Like, what pitch type?
That was a fastball, just kind of ready to hit, and I try to get a good pitch to hit, and something I can drive, and you know, threw it right there.
What'd you like about Fulte tonight?
Well, he battled. You know, he obviously didn't have the best command that he wanted, but the guy goes out there and competes, man. He gives you 100% every single time, and he competes, and. You know, usually with that type of stuff, at the end of the day, I'll take that, you know, every day of the week. And, you know, he showed that tonight, put us in a good spot to win the ballgame.
It looked like you and Bautista kind of settled whatever you were saying and you're just walking away, but at that point.
Yeah, I just made it. I mean, you know, I'm not really going to reiterate what was said. You know, it's kind of something, things happen in the heat of the moment. You know, it's baseball, things happen, and, you know, players react, and. This is what goes on.
It looked like he didn't have any take offense with what you said, like he must have agreed with what you said, the way judging from his reaction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was a lot bigger deal, you know, with, you know, people think, but, you know, I said what I had to say, he said what he said, and then everybody came running in.
Yeah.
Did you know right away, I mean, obviously you saw the bat flip, did you know that he had glared it O'Flaherty, and did you see the words he had with Jace?
Yeah, I saw it with Petey, and then it just came in, and he stepped on the plate, looked right at me, like he was waiting for me to say something, and I was like, okay, you know?
So that was basically like...
Yeah, I mean, he said something, and, you know, I said something, and then... Everybody came running.
It seemed like you're a lot calmer than he was.
Listen, I'm not going to be the guy running and screaming my head off, you know, cursing at people, you know. If, you know, it is what it is, you know. I'm not here to scream at people. If, you know, things go down, it's going to go down, you know. I'm not the guy that's going to be screaming from the back of the pack.
Would you say he was maybe looking for a confrontation?
You're going to have to ask him for that one, you know. But with the bat flip, maybe.
Now, when you've gotten your opportunities at the plate, you've been making the most of it. So what has been the biggest change in your adjustment from the spring to now to get you going a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, I've been working with Seitz and, you know, Castro on approach and just kind of keeping it simple. You know, obviously when I do get in there and try to have good at-bats, try to put the barrel in the ball and see what happens. But most times than not, you just try to put the barrel, hit the ball hard, you know, see what happens.
You think things could carry over to tomorrow, or are y'all trying to put this behind you, what happened there?
Oh, are we trying to win ball games here? You know, we're trying to win ball games, and, you know, that's the bottom line.
Braves reliever Eric O'Flaherty gave up a solo home run to Jose Bautista of Toronto that led to a bat flip and eventually both benches clearing. Here's O'Flaherty on the incident.
That's something that's making the game tough to watch lately. You know, it's just turning into look at me stuff. It's not even about winning anymore. Okay, once I hit a home run in a 5-run game, pimp it, throw the bat around. I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating as a pitcher. I didn't see it at the time, but I saw the video. He looked at me, tried to make eye contact. It's just tired. We've seen it from him enough.
I mean, and does it have an effect when it's somebody like that who has a reputation like that, or like you said, you have seen it from?
I mean, I'm surprised he's ready to fight again after last year. But he's throwing some looks around, so that's what it is.
Thursday, the series concludes with the Braves throwing Julio Teheran against Toronto's Marcus Stroman.